Well, what's up, full-time hustle listeners? Welcome to another episode of Time Out Fridays. This is Josh Fowler, your co-host here with
Susan Fowler.
And we're really excited to bring you another episode. This is super simple. Today, we are focusing on foolproof ways to improve your client experience. And I know Susan has a lot of gold nuggets in this area.
Yes.
What made you want to do this?
It's just something that everyone always wants to improve on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, it's a constantly changing thing.
Yep.
And over, you know, years, I was just going through our filing cabinets. And it's so interesting, the things that we did back in 2013 versus now. And things are so different. Like, our goals are different. And we have to constantly change how we're reaching our customer and how we're thanking our customer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know for me, when I first started getting going with doing movies and doing wedding films, I was dead set focused on, I had to be best friends with the client. And now I know that sometimes that happens, sometimes that works out, but it doesn't always, but you still have to give a great client experience.
Exactly. Exactly. And sometimes you're just naturally going to become friends with clients.
Yep.
Sometimes you have a business where you have 100 people a day that you interact with,
mm-hmm.
and you can't be friends with all of them. It doesn't work that way. And so it's great to have ways within your own business that, you know, a set in stone way, like, hey, this is what we do to appreciate clients. And
yeah.
This is how we show them that we care. And that way, you know, if there's a more personal relationship, that's wonderful. But if not, you at least have something in place
yeah.
that lets your client know, hey, we care about you.
Awesome. So let's jump in here. What's the first way?
All right, so the number one, and this is the bottom line for everything, is care for your customer and put people first. And so, you know, sometimes we can get carried away with, oh, I want to give them a gift, especially like for weddings, you know, it's a higher ticket item. So
right.
Sometimes it's like, oh, I want to give them a gift and a candle and a bottle of champagne and this and that. But at the end of the day, you have to put a person first, you know, and sometimes we don't know our clients well enough. You know, we may have a bride or a groom that has an addiction, and we don't really want to send them a bottle of champagne if you know, they have a problem with alcohol. And so we
right.
have to put...
It's really important.
Yes. And so we have to put the client first and think of them first on everything rather than our own. And so I thought of this a lot in our marriage. The first couple of years, we really loved to give gifts based on what we wanted to receive.
Right.
And that's great when your client is just like you, but sometimes they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if someone sent me like a bath bomb and a bottle of champagne, that's not speaking my love language super.
Yeah, don't you hate champagne?
Yeah, I don't really love it.
Other than in a mimosa?
Yeah, I can put it in a mimosa, but otherwise champagne's not really my thing. I can choke it down, but it's not like my favorite gift. And it doesn't mean that every client has to have like their personalized gift.
Right.
But at the same time, like, just make sure that you are actually putting your client first
mm-hmm.
in if you are sending them a gift or something, and instead of just doing something that you love.
Right.
Because it's cheaper just to buy one gift for yourself than 50 gifts for clients.
That's awesome.
But it does not have to be a gift. That's why I said put people first. You know, sometimes it's just a thank you note or a personal, you know, looking in someone's eyes and saying, thank you so much for purchasing from us today. So the second thing is, when you have more of a personalized client experience, more than just like a retail location, you know, it's someone that you're spending hours with over the course of their purchase, it's really great to be familiar with the different love languages, because you can start to point them out in people.
Okay,
not
now,
that you want to tell them that, but
now
you can
for,
start to pick them out in people.
For our listeners that don't know the context of what you're talking about, what do you mean when you're talking about love languages?
So basically, there's a book.
Mm-hmm.
Read it. It's great. It is by Gary Chapman. It's called The Five Love Languages. One, it'll help you in every aspect of your life, just communicating with people. You know, we think of it as in like, oh, marriage, like know your husband and your wife's love language. But the thing is, everyone has one.
Right.
And, you know, like our kids have love languages. They love to be snuggled, and they love quality time. And so
one of them loves gifts.
One of them loves gifts. She got that from her dad. But knowing that is important. So, you know, before we really talked about our love languages, you would think like, oh, I want to get Susan a nice gift. And that is not my love language. I mean, gifts are great, but it's not it's not what speaks to me. You know, wash the dishes and I will be just as happy. Hey, I thought you turned that on silent.
I did. I was trying to make sure everyone was on silent and I hit the like find my phone thing.
You do that a lot.
God, so annoying. I wish it wasn't like right next to the silence
button. Josh has an Apple Watch and he just set off his alarm on purpose.
Well, accidentally on purpose.
He literally just pressed the alarm button. One time he accidentally called the police while he was trying to like sweep the floor or something.
I didn't call the police. My phone did.
Yes. And it sent out an alert to like the people on your emergency contact list.
Yeah. Okay. For a half a day.
Yes.
Note that, Apple. Improve your client experience.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Back to client experience. So learning love languages. I mean, it's not hard. There's five and it's pretty easy to start picking them out and people once you're looking for it. And so if you work with clients, like I said, over days or weeks or months, this is a great one to, you know, once you're really getting to know them, to think of like, okay, what do they love the most? I have a friend, she was actually on the podcast, Carla Mincer. A lot of times she will send something called a cookie text. It's a local company that makes cookie cakes and writes messages on them for you and they deliver them. And so
it's brilliant.
It is so brilliant. And Carlin utilizes that. It's great because it's a local company and it's a personalized message. And so it is so funny because people will post the pictures on Facebook of what she sent them. And it's always like a personal message that is so witty. And it is, that is Carlin's personality. She's witty and she's very, very personal with people. And so I can't even think of a great example. Oh, like sometimes it'll like somebody will be like on a diet or something and they'll have just come off and she'll send something and be like, this has zero carbs. No, it's a cookie.
Yeah. She sent me one time that said something like, this is paleo, or I'm like, yeah, all right.
Oh, does this fit in your macros?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. That's what
and
it
so
was.
It's something that, you know, it's extremely personalized just for you. Mm-hmm. It was also great because it used a local business. And so that's just something that we remember. I mean, that was a year or two ago mm-hmm. when you got that. And
yeah,
that's super memorable. Here's the thing though. Sometimes you don't have that personal, you can't have that personal touch with clients because you have a million of them, which is great. For example, Amazon, they have a wide variety of customers.
They have a few dozen, don't they?
Yeah. They have a couple. We only get a couple boxes every day.
Yeah.
So they have a wide variety, but pretty much all of their customers appreciate quick and exact service.
Mm-hmm.
I want my package yesterday and I want it on my doorstep. I don't want the wrong package. I want the correct package. And so that's what makes their client experience great. It's just that I can get it and I can get it faster than I can plan a trip to the store sometimes because I have kids. And that's all I want from Amazon. But also their refund policy, because again, I don't like to go to the store and I don't want to have to return things to the store. And so Amazon's refund policy is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the main thing is that you never have to leave your house for it. And so they make it to where you can ship something back to them without ever leaving your house. And so the ease that they make that happen with is what makes their client experience amazing. And they're not sending me gifts. I am sending them lots of money. And I'm
so
happy to throw more money at them because they make my life so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
They solve that problem in my life. And then I always love to get back to the basics. So sometimes just a handwritten note, someone saying thank you, looking in the eyes. I mentioned that earlier. It's the simple things that they don't have to cost a ton of money.
Right.
It's always great to use to do gifts and stuff like that, but just the simple quality thank you is amazing.
That's awesome. Well, Susan, thank you so much. It's a lot of really, really helpful info. We really, really like doing Time Out Fridays. This is just quick information we can download to you really quick, and you can take this stuff and immediately start to implement it. So give us feedback on what you'd like to hear on Time Out Fridays. You can shoot us an email, josh@fowlerstudios.net or susan@fowlerstudios.net, and we'd love to hear from you. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.